Yeah, this is a doctor indicating for a progress note patient name Spence, S-P-E-N-C-E, Dwight, D-W-I-G-H-T, date of birth 10/31/1957, place Future Care Charles Village, patient seen today as a follow-up, date of service 9/3/2023. Patient has been admitted to subacute rehab with ambulatory dysfunction. Patient was hospitalized to Midtown campus with the syncope and collapse, osteoarthritis, hypertension. He has heart failure with the reduced ejection fraction, CKD, paroxysmal atrial flutter, and hypertension, hypoglycemia, history of nasal fracture, history of gout, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, status post AICD, previous history of heart catheterization in 2022, colonoscopy, allergy not known, reverse system complaining of pain in the knee and then legs, difficulty ambulation, lower extremity weakness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chill. Physical exam, he's awake, alert, rentinum 3, blood pressure 134, over 80, pulse 67, temperature 98.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, neck supple, no GVD, chest non tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart SMS 2, chest left side, palpable AICD device, lungs clear, heart SMS 2, abdomen soft, non tender valves from past extremities, a tenderness in the left knee, right knee, and some edema in the leg also noted. Neuro, he's awake, alert, complaining of lower extremity weakness and difficulty ambulation. Lab WBC 9.8, hemoglobin 11.9, mercury 37.4, AST 87, ALT 126, BUN 39, CAT 1.5. Assessment: patient is admitted with a recent syncope and collapse. Next line, severe arthritis. Next line, osteoarthritis. Next line, heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, status post AICD, next and CKD, next and elevated liver enzyme, transaminitis, need to be further evaluated. History of hypertension, history of paroxysmal AFib, history of sleep apnea, history of diabetes mellitus, plan of care, patient's current medications. NALOXGOL, 25 milligram daily before breakfast. Entresto, 1 tablet BID. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puff Q6 hour. Lipitor, 80 milligram QPM. Lasix, 40 milligram daily. Alokas, 5 milligram BID. Magnesium oxide supplement daily. Metoprolol, succinate, 200 milligram daily. SEMA, SEMAGLOUTH, SEMA, glutide, 7 milligram. Q month, spironolactone 50 mg daily, tamsulosin 0.4 mg daily, tiotropium, one spray inhalation daily. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, re-entered M3, cooperative, blood pressure 134, variety, pulse 67, temperature 8.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse shock 98%, neck supple, no JVD, chest and tender lungs, decrease the burst on the basis, heart SMS, two abdomen soft, bars on past extremities, trace edema as I mentioned, and knee tenderness, neuro, he's awake, alert, re-entered M3. Ambulatory dysfunction assessment, patient is admitted with ambulatory dysfunction, next line, mild severe arthritis, next line, syncope, worktop done at the hospital, cardiomyopathy, status post AICD placement, paroxysmal atrial flutter, osteoarthritis severe, plan of care, will continue all his current medications. He said he has taken before oxycodone with the pain relief, he is constantly paining of the both knee. So I have explained to the patient his elevated liver enzyme. At this point, we cannot give him Tylenol, but we can also give him oxycodone, 5 mg Q8 hour PRN, and also some laxative along with that. Case plan discussed with nursing staff. Next line, paragraph, code status, CODE, code status, discussed with the patient. Patient is alert, re-entered M3, he wants to be full code. most, MOLST, capital M, capital O, capital L, capital S, capital T, MOLST, most form, signed by me, patient want, full code, DNR, no, full code, intubation, ventilation if needed, transfer to hospital if needed, IV antibiotic if needed, dialysis if needed, G-tube he is not decided, blood transfusion if needed, yes. All the blood work, yes. New most form was signed by me. Thank you.